I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. United States officials say they're not giving up on the Middle East peace process, but they admit it's not looking too good right now. This is after yesterday's announcement that U.S. efforts to coax Israel into announcing a new settlement freeze have failed. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem.
It took President Obama 18 months to get the Israelis and Palestinians to start talking to each other. It took 3 weeks for those talks to fall apart. Washington came up with a way to get the two sides talking again. It was a trade the Israeli prime minister was said to be willing to agree to, 20 advanced fighter planes and promises of U.S. diplomatic support for a 3-month Israeli settlement building freeze. That deal is dead in the water now. But State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said last night that doesn't mean the whole effort is suspended.
We remain determined to work with the parties on a path forward and try to determine how best to advance the process back to direct negotiations and to ultimately a framework agreement.
In other words, it's back to the drawing board. The Palestinians are blaming Israeli intransigence for the lack of progress. They have long said that Israel must choose between settlements and peace talks. But Palestinian officials are also questioning the credibility of the U.S. administration. Senior Palestinian negotiator Nabil Shaath says there is disappointment with the Americans.
They have failed for now, and that no doubt tarnishes their credibility about their ability to implement a permanent settlement negotiations. But I think many options remain on the table.
An increasingly popular option for the Palestinian Authority is to bypass the peace process altogether and seek unilateral recognition as a state. The effort has already achieved some success. Brazil and Argentina just formally recognized the state of Palestine. Uruguay is expected to do the same. The problem with the peace process, says Nabil Shaath, is that it's become more about the process than actual progress.
That doesn't mean that we will continue sitting on our hands. No, we will be, in the meanwhile, acting internationally to broaden the front that supports our rights and our claims to end the occupation until maybe a different time when the Americans decide they will take a more serious step to get the Israelis to comply.
Israel says Palestinian attempts to seek unilateral statehood are detrimental to the peace process. Spokesman Mark Regev says his government is ready to comply with Washington's call for direct peace talks.
We believe that it is indeed possible to reconcile the Palestinian desire for sovereignty while protecting Israel's most vital national and security interests.
There was a feeling among some Israelis that expectations from the U.S. and the Palestinians were unrealistic. They were asking, how could 3 months be enough time to solve some of the toughest issues facing the two sides? Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is scheduled to make a speech on Friday that will outline the administration's new way forward. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.